It's the list and your girl goes on. And I was like, man, I had to stretch out the main show because there wasn't like a ton of news that we haven't covered. And I was like, what can we do for the list and your girl goes on? But people just like it when we talk, Denise.
Because we're awesome.
We are. Like, if we had just a morning radio show, I think a lot of people would listen. I think really?
We should pitch that idea to somebody.
Like, but morning radio for you would be like 3 p.m. for me. So
that's true.
So I was like, what can I do? I'm going to have you rate and review action figures. These are from my personal collection. Most of these are from different series. And you learned a little bit about toys. Cheap plug for your interview with Matt Cardona.
I did learn a little bit about toys. It was pretty interesting. I didn't realize there's this like whole underground world of toy collection and all of that stuff.
It ain't underground anymore. Let's get you started. Kenny Omega.
All right. So I'm doing a scale of 1 to 13, okay? Just FYI. Can you turn them around, please? I need to see the back. All right. To be honest, I'm going to give them a 2 out of 13.
2?
Because I feel like the hair is kind of like funky looking. It doesn't really look like his hair. Like that's not – doesn't seem like the right coloring. And then I feel like he needs more accessories. There's not enough accessories there.
Let me
see the tights. I just feel like the boots are pretty cool. I just wish like a little bit more design, I think, on the tights. Or just look better. So I would give him a 2. He seems a little boring looking.
You're going to hate some of these then. How about this one? This is from the Jax Bone Crunchers era. But they had stopped making Jack's Bone Crunchers because they wanted to make the realistic face scans. But then they're like, oh, wait, no, some of these are pretty good. So we want to bring them back. And they did Eddie Guerrero.
Okay, hold on. So before we continue any further, just please know that I don't know anything about action figures. So my ratings are going to be like terrible.
Who cares? Right. They're your opinion.
Let me see. Put his face closer.
Look how different the face and the body are.
Yeah, I was going to say, turn him around.
The paint on it's a little roughed up. This is a rare figure.
All right. I'm going to give this one a 7.
Really?
Over
Omega. They look like they team up.
Even though I don't like how the face doesn't match the body, yeah. I like that it has the more old school feel to it. And I like that. And the coloring, it looks a little bit like faded. And I think it kind of looks more authentic that way.
Okay. Here's another from that era, but this is an ECW San Francisco Toy Makers. This is, you know who this is.
All right, let's see.
Taz. Oh, he's got the ECW belt there.
And I'm literally not looking at the face. I could just tell on the body that it was Taz.
And the thing I like is that he's legit. He's like smaller than most wrestlers because he's a shorter fella.
All right, turn him around. Let me see.
This is so they use this so you can turn.
What are the holes for? Why does he have holes?
Those are screws.
Oh. All right. I'm going to give him a 6. The front is really good. The back, the screws really took me out of it. I'm going to give him a 6. And you want to know why?
Why?
I like the beard. And even though the face doesn't really look like him, I like the facial features, even though it doesn't really look like him. And I like the legs, how they're like pretty muscular and refined.
For that era, it looks a lot like him.
I don't know. To me, like, had you just shown me the face, I wouldn't have known it was Taz.
Here's the thing.
I did it.
I'll let you compare how well these look like the real people, because how about somebody that you know?
Oh, how cute. I have a little tongue.
A bone-crunching era X-Pac. Now, back in these days, Denise, they would repaint him, they would put a t-shirt on him, they would make this red. Any excuse to release a DX figure they would do. But you know Sean Waltman, you know X-Pac, and he's got the nice tights designs with the DX on them. He's got that up there. I need to give it a little bath, but he's got the bandana and the sunglasses, which he definitely did not wrestle in.
So I'm going to sound biased, but I'm going to give this one the full 13 because I like the little tongue that they included it, the bandana, the glasses, the colors are gray and the green really pops. It looks like very similar, obviously like the action figure realistic version of his gear. And I like the muscles. They look good. And the hair looks great too, actually. They really got that volume and that curl and the wetness look of it, like the wet curls.
This is one of the
13.
This is one of the more accurate Jack's Bone Cruncher figures. And I'm about to hit you with one that wasn't from that era.
Oh, God, dear Lord.
Isn't it horrifying? Now, the shirt rules. I love the shirt. Look at his pants, Denise.
Why would they do this to him? Oh, not even gosh. The pants, it's the face.
He doesn't even have a neck.
I have to give this one negative 13. It's ugly.
It's one of the worst figures I've ever seen, Denise. It looks terrible. Like there's shit all over his pants.
Sean, I could draw you an action figure and cut it out and tape it, and it looks so much better.
It looks like he got thrown into Henry Godwin's hog pen.
Oh, it's that's terrible.
So bad looking.
It's so bad.
We have two more.
This is fun.
I know, right? This is a Toy Biz WCW figure. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, it's Sid, right?
It's Sid. And look. Bam.
Oh, he'll
throw a big knee at you.
This one.
Compared to Eddie Guerrero, here's one of the things I liked. He's so much bigger, but these were different series. In this series, everybody was the same. Whether it's Undertaker or X-Pac, they're all the same. These, they made them different sizes.
All right, so I think I got to give this one, even though it's kind of ugly, I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care for the face, but I like the body and I like the little
hair.
The little kick that he does. And it's really the hair that really gives it away for me. The face is terrible, though.
Bam.
I don't like the face, but everything else is good.
I think he also, yeah, there you go. He can throw people down with a little power bomb right there. Bam. And here is one I just got the other day. It was in the Bone Cruncher series, but it doesn't bone crunch. And I like it just because it's so ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That would give me nightmares.
Yes. It's a horrible figure. But and here's the thing. Here's the size comparison. Now, the reality is Andre is not that much bigger than Eddie Guerrero. He's a lot bigger. But to me, with Andre, you can do that. Andre was really 6'11", 7 feet tall. But to me, I think it's cool to make him way bigger just because he's Andre the fucking Giant.
You know what I feel? I feel like the person that was making this action figure couldn't decide if they wanted to make the Hulk or Andre the Giant, and they went for a mixture of both. And it ended up with neither. This is terrible. I mean, it's creepy terrible. So I'm going to give it 1 out of 13. It's going to get a 1 just because it's I like the body. The body's great. Yeah. The body looks really good, but that face would give me nightmares. Like, I wouldn't buy that.
See, I love the face because it's so bad. That's what I like about these figures. It's before they did the face scan. So you get a lot of ugly faces on there. Like, I know they're ugly, but I like that somebody had to physically craft this. They had to make this instead of just, oh, well, here you go. We're scanning you and Kenny Omega's actual face pops out.
Yeah, now I feel like I should have rated Kenny Omega higher based on all these other
ones. See, when you gave it a 2, I was like, eh. But I mean, to be fair, Kenny Omega's arms are way too small.
I just hate the hair. The hair looks awful.
I thought his hair looked good. What do you think about Andre's hair?
His hair is pretty good, actually.
It is.
I feel like they gave him lots of hair, though.
But I love that this figure, it's like so much bigger than everybody else's.
And yeah, that's cool.
Even though Andre would probably actually come up to about there, I think it's cool they just make him ridiculously big. Have you ever seen like the vinyl Funkos and all those with the little tiny bodies and the vinyl heads?
Yeah.
They don't make a normal one for him. They only make a giant scale one, which I think is pretty cool. But Denise, you reviewed action figures with me.
For the first time in my life.
I have
action figures, but I don't know. They were here for decoration purposes.
Yeah, I mean, and mine aren't, except for, hold on, Denise. Please review my package. What do you think of the total package?
You know what? I like how long it is. I think it looks pretty. I like the thickness of it. It looks like it would last a really long time. I mean, the tip has a little bit of hair. I think I prefer more hair down at the bottom.
Denise, what have we done to you? Guys, until next time.
Give it a 13. Oh. I'll give that one a 13.
We're out.